Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today, the weather is quite pleasant across the country. Jerusalem and Tel Aviv are enjoying clear skies with a gentle breeze, while Haifa and Be'er Sheva are experiencing mild temperatures. It's a wonderful day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Jerusalem Post, explosions and U.S. self-defense strikes highlight ongoing tensions near the Strait of Hormuz amid the unresolved Iran war, reported 3 hours ago. Also, Walla reports from earlier this hour that Israeli forces continue to advance in Lebanon, with concerns about the destruction harvester weapon transfer from Gaza to Lebanon. Also this hour, JNS notes that East Brunswick Mayor Brad Cohen has raised significant funds in the NJ 12th District primary, emphasizing his strong support for Israel. Separately, I-24 News reveals that Israel operated a secret base in Iraq during the Iran conflict, striking Iraqi troops to maintain secrecy, as reported earlier today. And finally, from Forward, a man received a life sentence for the deadly firebombing of a pro-Israel march in Boulder, Colorado, as reported from earlier today. Reaction has been swift on social media. Middle East 24 reports just minutes ago that the UK plans to deploy HMS Dragon to the Middle East, aiming to secure the Strait of Hormuz when conditions permit. Belaz News reveals that a social worker in Manhattan is under scrutiny for anti-Semitic remarks on Facebook, a post discovered earlier today. Eyal Yacobi commented a short time ago, suggesting that current events in the Middle East may soon impact the United States. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the ongoing tensions near the Strait of Hormuz, the Jerusalem Post highlights recent explosions and U.S. defensive actions reflecting the fragile state of maritime security in the Gulf. This has raised global concerns over oil supply routes and regional stability. Turning to the situation in Lebanon, Walla reports that Israel controls about 5% of Lebanese territory. The IDF is actively working to dismantle militant infrastructure. The transfer of advanced weaponry from Gaza to Lebanon poses a significant security threat, according to a senior security official. Meanwhile, in U.S. politics, JNS covers Brad Cohen's fundraising efforts in the New Jersey primary. His pro-Israel stance contrasts with some other candidates. This demonstrates the ongoing influence of Middle East policy in American political races. Separately, I-24 News uncovers Israel's covert operations in Iraq during the Iran war. This strategic move aimed to prevent intelligence leaks and maintain regional leverage. Such actions underline the complex geopolitical maneuvers in the Middle East. And finally, the Forward reports on the sentencing of a man for a violent attack at a pro-Israel event in Boulder. This verdict serves as a reminder of the persistent challenges of anti-Semitism abroad. On the economic front, first, Ynet Business reports an Israeli group has made a surprise $4.5 billion bid for Zim, challenging its existing merger agreements. This could reshape the maritime logistics market significantly. Separately, CTEC highlights a major hurdle in quantum computing technology: noise interference. Netanel Lindner, a Technion professor, discusses potential solutions at a key startup event in Tel Aviv. And finally, Globes provides an update on real estate transactions across Israel, including cities like Tel Aviv and Netanya. These deals indicate ongoing robust activity in the housing market. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Sunday. Our next update is at 8 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.